13 minutes past eight and to the presidential race with three candidates so far. And could there be more? Well, Fine Gael councillor Mary Hannah Horrigan played a crucial role yesterday when Tipperary County Council agreed to nominate businessman Gareth Sheridan for the presidency by just one vote. Candidates must be nominated by at least four local authorities and he now is the sport of two. Councillor Mary Hannah Horrigan staunchly defended her decision to back the independent candidate and defy a directive issued by Fine Gael leaders in Dublin. The Tipperary politician told our reporter Cian McCormack why she's glad that her vote helped Mr Sheridan.
While we have an excellent candidate representing the Fine Gael party in Heather Humphreys, and I have full confidence in Heather, I will be canvassing and supporting her and voting for her and doing everything I can to see her get elected in this presidential election. So what I did today, I didn't do it lightly, but I really feel it's undemocratic not to give credible people an opportunity to get on the ballot paper.
So you voted for Gareth Sheridan. What made him so credible to you as a candidate if you're saying you're supporting Heather Humphreys?
Well, I think we need competition. To be honest, Cian, like we have to have more than three horses or four in a race. I think that, you know, Gareth is somebody that deserves to be on the ballot paper and let the public then in Ireland make up their mind when it comes to voting. But like he's a 36-year-old entrepreneur. He's a guy from speaking to him that kind of sees problems and wants to fix them. He's very, I feel, a person of integrity. I feel he's a lot to offer. I mean, he still has to get two more nominations from two other councils. So he may not be on the ballot paper. I sincerely hope he is. He's, you know, he's put a lot of work into this. He's taken it very seriously. He's been meeting and reaching out to people since the beginning of this year.
You feel it would be undemocratic not to give credible candidates an opportunity to get onto the ballot paper. What are you saying to fellow councillors in other councils around the country now?
Well, Cian, I would just feel, I mean, I'm 16 years elected councillor and I feel our powers have been stripped away. We do have a say when candidates go down the council route. I'm not going to be whipped to say and do something that I don't believe in.
You got a directive from Dublin that Fine Gael councillor.
From Dublin, and I don't think that's fair. I think that's very unfair. I'm elected by the people locally in the Cashel Tipperary area to represent them. I should be able to vote the way I want freely. I have no regrets about what I did today. I didn't do it lightly and I would do the same again tomorrow.
And that was Tipperary Fine Gael councillor Mary Hannah Horrigan talking to Cian McCormack there.